Joining me this week on Chalk Talk, ESPN analyst and former NFL defensive back Matt Bowen. Take us through for a cornerback and just basic cover two. What are the responsibilities there?
The responsibilities for a cornerback and why you're going to look at different skill sets too outside the numbers is you are a flat defender, but really you have to jam first. Your job is to protect that safety over the top. And how do you protect the safety? You get something on the wide receiver. You want to force an inside release because the safety in cover two is dropping to the top of the numbers, about 15 to 18 yards deep, keeping everything in front of them, playing top down. But when you allow that outside release, that safety starts to widen off the landmarks. What does that do? That opens up the middle of the field for the Mike backup that's carrying the seam. That's trouble. So as a corner, you're really taught, stay square, use your hands, slide, jam.
People think of cover four, and they think, oh, it's a prevent defense, and it's a great run defense.
It's an eight-man front.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about against a pro set, you know, two wide receivers, a tight end, two backs, the free safety will be off a little bit, and the free safety reads the open side tackle. Run pass. High hat's a pass, low hat's a run.
Sure.
Then you'll come down and fill the alley. And if it's a runaway, you got cut back A away. It's a strong safety. You put him at 8 yards. That tight end blocks, boom, you're downhill. Now you call it flat foot read. Don't even backpedal. Go downhill. If he releases, you got time. You're already inside leverage. You can take away the seam. Again, if he runs a seven route, you can play football. Go get it.
Yeah.
You can tell what that is. But I love it versus the run because it really does give you an eight-man front. It allows you to disguise, too. You can show cover, too.
Right.
Every corner start backing off. Every safety's come back in. Boom, now you're downhill.